Once beached, Pop playfully chased her down, his sodden frame looming large. Shrieks and growls rang through the breezy leaves as his bear hug enveloped her. His cloudy gray eyes watched from above. She felt home. It had never felt so good, nor smelled so bad. They loved their place in each other's lives. She was the son her father always wanted, but never had. He was the father she always wanted, and always had. The pair shared a sappy moment. The smell of wet tweeds ripened in the sun. "We'll get him next time," her father promised, preferring the thrill of the chase more than the glory of success. Charlie smiled.
"I doubt that very much, Pop."
Charlie squinted.
"What's that?"
A glistening crevice between a nearby boulder caught her eye. She narrowed both gaze and brow, but could produce no definitive answer. Her bond broke when she raced to investigate. Never one to spoil her fun or curtail her adventures, Pop let her go. Down at the rock face, almost obscured, Charlie made out the form of a mottled bauble. She flicked and picked at the object, but her fingers were too weak to pry the item from nature's grasp. When it shifted, her heart jolted. Treasure. She darted to her wicker tackle box and tugged its distressed leather strap through the tarnished buckle. The vintage lid opened with a dry creak.
Scissors, 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 aha!
In a flash, she returned to the site and started digging, like a crazed Klondiker. Midway through the frenzied attack, the mystery object broke free and skittered off down the rock face. Charlie followed in hot pursuit. A desperate lunge led to its capture.